Florida Atlantic University is selling the naming rights to its new football stadium to the Geo Group. Now, that's a private prison company that's based in Florida. And the move is controversial because of allegations of abuse and neglect at some of Geo's facilities. The university's president held a meeting yesterday on the campus in Boca Raton with students, faculty, and members of the community. NPR's Greg Allen reports there's a growing call on campus for the school to sever its ties with Geo.
When Florida Atlantic University signed the deal selling the stadium naming rights to the Geo Group for $6 million, school president Mary Jane Saunders said she was delighted. In a press release, she said, "This gift is a true representation of the Geo Group's incredible generosity to FAU and the community it serves." At yesterday's meeting, Saunders went even further.
"I think that the gift that was a gift given with love."
Normally, when a school announces a multi-million dollar donation, it's met on campus with cheers. But at FAU, a public university, the news that the Owls football team would soon be playing in Geo Stadium was met by many with incredulity and outrage. The new stadium was quickly dubbed Alcatraz. Geo has long had connections with FAU. The company's chairman, George Zoli, has 2 degrees from the school and has served as chairman of the Board of Trustees. Yesterday, some 250 people, mostly opponents of the deal, jammed into a meeting room at the stadium. President Saunders tried to make her case.
"It was from an alum. It was from a local company. It's from a company that we have dealings with. And it's a company that wanted to give a philanthropic gift to an institution they love."
"It's not worth the price! It's not worth the price! It's not worth the price!"
Outside the stadium, a group of students made it clear that they don't see the deal as selfless philanthropy. Rory Padgett is a senior at FAU.
"Geo didn't give us a gift. We gave Geo a gift that they can use to lobby the government so that they can have more privatized facilities. This goes directly against what the university stands for."
William Drennan is an associate professor at Southern Illinois University's School of Law, who has studied the business of selling naming rights. He says for a company like Geo Group, this deal has special appeal.
"The particular benefit of this type of advertising is the halo effect, getting your name, getting your brand associated with a prestigious university."
Geo Group is a successful company, but it's had a string of allegations of abuse at institutions it's run. Some of the most notable came at a juvenile prison in Mississippi, which a federal judge called, quote, a cesspool of unconstitutional and inhuman acts and conditions. Geo hasn't responded to requests for comment, but in earlier statements contends the abuses mostly occurred before the company took over the juvenile prison. Here in Florida, many are also concerned about Geo's role in operating an immigration detention center in Pompano Beach, just a few miles from the FAU campus. At yesterday's meeting, Arlie Baugh said she became a student at FAU because she was impressed by the school's diversity.
"And as a Mexican immigrant in this country, it really saddens me to know that my school, which I'm proud of, is tying allegiance to a group that affects my people."
To the students, faculty, and community members, Saunders admitted that she doesn't know a lot about Geo's record operating state and federal prisons. But still, she expressed confidence in the company.
"I've been assured that the company runs very good facilities and that the company inherited some facilities that were poorly run. And some of the besmirching of the Geo name came from that."
As for the naming rights deal with Geo, President Saunders said, "It's a closed book." She said the university followed all of its procedures in evaluating the deal and has signed a binding contract with the private prison company. On campus, though, students and faculty members say opposition to the deal is just getting started. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.